Let's go down memory lane, Turf. 2002 yeah. Caulfield Cup. The Caulfield Cup is this week, of course. Let's go back to Northerly's big one in 2002.
Northerly has taken the lead coming around the turn. Freemason is with him. Wider out the second mortgage in Fields of Omar. And further back is Helene Vitality. Northerly down to the 200. Charles pulled the whip. He's the leader from Freemason. Fields of Omar's coming down the outside. And then came Republic Lass. Northerly in front with 100 metres to go. Fields of Omar, Republic Lass are closing. Northerly in front. Fields of Omar tries hard. Northerly. Northerly. Northerly beats Fields of Omar.
It was a beauty, no doubt about that, 2002, and piloting the great Northerly that day was Greg Childs, who knew plenty about Group 1s and big ones as well, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, morning, Daniel, Adam, and Dr. Turf there too.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Sorry about that, Greg.
That was a fantastic win by Northerly. He sat outside a pretty tough pace. You took off on the home turn and fought them all off. It was so beautifully rated, Greg. Was it a difficult race to ride?
Thank you. it was a great race. It was a strong race. He was going into that race almost unbeaten in that preparation, and he'd been winning very similar to what the favourite is. What's the name?
Incentivise.
Incentivised, winning weight for age races all the way through. And he went in as a favourite, but it was a little bit of a concern because he was carrying top weight, 58 kilos. I went in with a lot of confidence, ridden him all in his lead-ups, and he'd been winning, and we felt good.
Well, he had ridden him most of his Melbourne, or a lot of his Melbourne starts. Obviously, Paddy Payne also won a Cox Plate on him. But you were on him that entire preparation, which, as you say, was Craig Lee, Turnbull,
Underwood,
Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate. It's a reasonable preparation, Greg. How were you on him that prep?
I actually, when he first came over from Perth, my manager, Dale Verhagen, he was manager for Paul Harvey at the same time in Perth, so he was working two states, and he seen this horse of Fred Kersley's coming through the grades. And when Fred decided to bring him over for a race in Melbourne over the year before 2000, I think it was 2001, he asked Fred about, could Greg Childs ride the horse when you bring him over? And Fred said, yeah, sure, because I was going well, riding lots of winners. And my first ride on him was a win at Caulfield. I just can't remember the name of the race. I'm just trying to think. Just as I'm talking, I'm thinking. And then I rode him, I won on him. And then the following year, he only came over for a couple of starts. I think I rode him. That's right. I rode him. I won on him at Caulfield. Brett Prebble then rode him. I was committed somewhere. And he ran fourth. And then I got back on him. And I won the Australia Cup. And then the following year, Damien Oliver got on him when he came over for the Cox Plate. I just can't quite remember how it all worked out. But Damien rode him for a year or Damien rode him. I can't remember. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. No, because I was going to ask you, Greg, in that time, it was Sunline and it was Northerly, yeah. And you had an association with both of them, and it was that juggle as to, would they avoid each other so you could ride both of them, and they were both such superstars of the sport at the time. What were the differences with Sunline versus Northerly, and could you separate the two as to who was better? Although it's too different.
Yeah, look, I was fortunate during the 2000 and 2001 Cox Plate year in that I was having the 2002, sorry, Cox Plate year, I was riding both horses. They had both going down different paths. At that time, Northerly wasn't actually heading towards the Cox Plate. They were just keeping that up in the air. So I was fortunate enough to ride both of them. Two different paths. Northerly he won the Craigley Stakes, the Underwood at Caulfield. He then went on to the Turnbull. and then he went into the Caulfield Cup, all weight for age races, and in top form. So Sunline was going down a different path and heading towards the Cox Plate as her main aim. When Northerly won the Caulfield Cup, Trevor McKee was there. Sunline was actually, this was her last year, and trying to win her third Cox Plate, having four tries at it. And after I'd won on Northerly in the Caulfield Cup, Trevor came down and said to me, "Greg, if you'd like to get off Sunline to ride Northerly in the Cox Plate, if he was going to go that way, don't feel obliged to ride Sunline." And naturally, I had a quick think. Well, I didn't even have a think. I said, "Trevor, I said I could never get off Sunline. There would be blood in the family. It would be my blood. I'm staying." And I rode. I had the choice, and I rode Sunline. We ran fourth, and Northerly went on to win.
Hey, Greg, I know all jockeys suffer from nerves. What about as being a father of jockeys? How's that for you?
Yeah, Jordan and Taylor, both my children, are jockeys and progressing really well. Jordan, they're twins, 25 years old, and Jordan started when he was young, 16 or 17, when he had his first race ride, apprentice with Patrick Payne. And Taylor, she started a bit later. She was 20, I think, or 21 when she started the apprentice program. She's seen Jordan win all these races and buy a car, bought a house, and she said, "Far out, I can ride a horse." because she was training to be a school teacher at the time. But, yeah, she's a jockey, and it is nervous when you watch them ride, especially when they're starting out, because you know there's a lot of risks and a lot of things can go wrong. But Jordan's doing really well right now, this preparation.
He is.
Yeah, so, no, it's exciting times.
Greg, I wanted to ask you one more about Northerly, because Northerly was my favourite racehorse, and we talk about him being the fighting tiger and just so competitive. What's it like when you're riding a horse like that? That there might be times where you're on board thinking, "Nah, I haven't got the horse under me," but he just finds a way. What was that like with Northerly, particularly with that 58 and I think it was 58 or 58 and a half kilos in that Caulfield Cup with the field behind you?
Yes. The good part about Northerly and Sunline, they like to race on the pace. So you take a lot of hard luck stories out of it, because they can go forward. And that's the way they like to race, and that's the way the trainers like me to ride them. Northerly, the difference between Northerly and Sunline always travelled like a winner, firmly on the bridle and pull you into the race. Northerly would sort of land there up handy, or you'd get him into that position, but he would never travel that well. So he wouldn't give you that feel like, "Gee whiz, I'm going to have to ask the question. I hope I've got a horse underneath me that can give me something." But he always did lift. He relaxed so beautifully in a race. It was an easy ride. Passing the half mile, the 600, Fred always liked you to take off and get going because he has a high cruising speed. And if you'd watch the replay in the Caulfield Cup, you'll see that he was just lobbing along in second place all the way.
Yep.
Going down the side, the field started to challenge, and I asked for the question, and he picked up. With that 58 or 58 and a half kilos top weight, he lifted, and he was there to be challenged, there to be beaten. Fields of Omar, carrying 52 and a half kilos, was coming out of the pack down the middle, and Fields of Omar, Northerly had to lift, and he did. And all the way to the line, he fought. You could see his ears pinned back, and he had a real crack.
It was a great race.
It was a powerful win. Yeah. That little bit there from the 400 to the 200, Greg, it was so powerful and strong.
Yeah, yeah. Put his ears back, always put his ears back, always had a crack. And, that's why he was such a great horse.
No doubt about that. Fan favourite through the generations and one for the ages, absolutely. Nice to be able to reminisce a bit with you this morning, Greg, in the build-up to another Caulfield Cup this week. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Good stuff. Greg Childs with us on The Breakfast Club, 2002 jock of Northerly after a fair campaign. The Maccabi Diva, Underwood, Turnbull, Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate. Yeah.